Welcome to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we discuss real money from real estate. Andrew Cordell gives advice based on firsthand experience. Andrew has experienced the peaks of the real estate market, the lows of the market crash of 2007, and he has taught himself how to rebuild his successful real estate business from scratch after he lost it all. He now helps others learn how to find their own success through his experience, mistakes, and triumphs. And now, your host, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, experienced investor with over 140 houses flipped in only 18 months, Andrew Cordell.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And I appreciate you joining us today, and we've got a great show ahead of us as we talk about how to make money inside of real estate investing, and it's some really good information here. I've got an expert investor that's going to be in the studio with us today named Abby Goharm, and Abby is a great investor right here in Atlanta, Georgia. I love working with them, referring people to them, as I know they will be taken care of, and they're both parties there are going to make money off the transactions. And so we're going to talk about today what I call the four pipelines of the flip. And when you go out there and you see on TV shows and you see the different people that are flipping houses, I say that there's four pipelines to flipping a property. And the four pipelines are called find it, fund it, fix it, and flip it. And the reason that's important for you to understand is that no matter what type of house you buy, you can buy any type of house from a major cosmetic to a minor cosmetic to a carpet and paint to a teardown to a gut job with an add-on. It doesn't matter what type of house when it comes to a flip that you purchase, your property is going to go through those four pipelines. Every house starts on pipeline one, which is finding it, and every flip ends on the final one, which is flipping the property. And if you can learn how to manage those pipelines and manage the properties as they flow through those different pipelines, you can be successful at real estate on flipping. Not only can you do one property, but like myself, like Abby, who'll be joining us here shortly, you'll be able to do many, many flips at the same time. You know, I get asked the question a lot, Andrew, it's difficult for me to just do one house, and I look at you and you've done have 20, sometimes up to 20 projects going on at the same time. How do you do them? Well, it's not that I'm managing each project individually. I'm really just managing the pipelines of these properties, and I'm managing the flow of the properties as they flow through these different pipelines, and making sure that all the pieces are there and everything is lined up for these properties to go through the process. So as you're managing these pipelines, there's certain team members that you need inside of each pipeline. And today what I want to talk to you when I get Abby here on the phone with us is I want to talk to you about how to manage this team. How do you put your team together? Sometimes you hear people refer to it as the dream team. And how do you put your dream team of people together? How do you put this all these different people on one team that's yours, and you lead them through the properties, through the process as we go? Abby, man, nice to have you back on the show with us here at the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. How's it going with you?
Hey, absolutely. No, it's been fantastic. Today's a beautiful sunny day in Atlanta. I'm in Midtown, and thank you very much for having me back.
Ah, beautiful Midtown. It's actually a gorgeous day here in Atlanta today, and got the pollens out, and got the allergies going, but it's a gorgeous day here in Atlanta, Georgia. And especially when you're demolition properties, it's amazing how that pollen flies everywhere, it seems like.
It absolutely is. I have to wear a mask every day now. Yeah. Pollen's getting the entire city's green. It's funny.
Yes, that bright green, right?
Yep.
All right, cool, man. So you're down in Midtown right now. And tell us a little bit about what you got going on. How many projects are you doing now? What cities are you into right now? Tell us a little bit about what you have going on.
Absolutely. No. So we have we just acquired three properties last week. So I think our total up is now about 2021, approaching 22. I think we're going to have another two or three acquisitions here in the next week or so. We have 11 acquisitions slated for April in Atlanta. So that's pretty cool. So we're in Atlanta. We're also in Charlotte. We have about seven properties there right now. One is a hold, two are new construction, and the remaining four are all renovations.
Wow.
And that's a nice little niche there in Charlotte. It works well because I feel like it's a distinctly out of phase with Atlanta. I feel like a correction in Atlanta is coming in probably in about 2 to 3 years. And in Charlotte, we should probably see something in the next 5 to 7 years. But it's still good news for all the flippers and all the real estate investors out there. Still a lot of time to make some money in this market.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree with you. I can see a correction coming into the Atlanta market. You know, every market is different. It's not based off of, a lot of times you look at national economy, which is a mistake when it comes to looking at real estate. You can take it and you can listen to it and you can understand the national economy when it comes to the market, but more of the market is driven on what's currently going on in that market versus the national economy. And the Atlanta market lately has just been absolutely exploding. And like in any market, I don't care if you're in Atlanta or you're in San Francisco or L.A., a market can only grow by so much. And as the appreciation grows and climbs and climbs and climbs, eventually it hits that plateau. And so you think the Atlanta plateau is in about 2 to 3 years?
I'm thinking it's about 2 to 3 years. And, you know, it's interesting because the more that as an investor I'm in this world and out and about and driving around and seeing new construction and just walking up to the property, shaking hands with the contractors, just getting a good feel of just the conversation, understanding what they're doing, how many projects they're taking on, is labor cost increasing, are the cost of materials increasing, and then going to some of these local events and seeing some of the newer folks come in and say, huh, you know, what types of deals are you buying? And that's what's kind of driving me nuts right now is you have all these investors that are buying at your 74, 75, 76, 80%
yeah.
of ARV, of after repair value. And Andrew, I mean, you know this, brother. That's a dangerous position to be buying in at, especially if the market corrects, you know, 5 or 6%. And then you start to lose some of that profit spread. So it's a little interesting right now in Atlanta.
Most of the time, the market doesn't have to correct that much for you to lose on those deals. When I hear a flipper's in a property at 80%, I just want to run the other direction as fast. It's just a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. Because, you know, the thing about flipping is there's a lot of variables, right, that go inside of flipping. It's not a perfect formula that hits the budget every single time. And I was just teaching a class this past weekend, and it's the biggest thing I was trying to teach him. You have to be buying at 70%. If someone brings me a deal at 72%, it's very easy. I just negotiate down to 70%. I have to be in it at 70%. And you're right. You see these investors, they hit the market, and it's funny how the business model flows between wholesalers and flippers. But with wholesalers, you know, they go through the market, and if a wholesaler can find someone that's going to buy to 80%, they'll sell it to them every single day. And normally what happens is you have this huge hot wave of real estate market that happens, which happened in Atlanta. You have all your educated, very smart investors coming in the market, buying for the last several years, making great money in Atlanta, flipping properties in the last several years. And then you have all the beginners that want to jump in the market that don't have the right education. They don't have the right knowledge to get in the market yet. But they've seen a TV show. They've read a couple books. They went to a real estate forum, and now they're ready to go out and make this investment. They go out there and they make an investment. They get in a property at 77%. And that's, like you said, that's when the experienced investors start paying attention and start pulling back on some things, because it doesn't take many of those deals to start shutting the market down, even the size of Atlanta, when you got buyers buying at 78, 80, 82% loan to value of the ARV there. So very good information, Abhi. I appreciate you talking to us about the Atlanta market. As many of you know, coming up in just around the corner here, I've got a live trainings happening in Atlanta, Georgia as well, right here in my hometown. I'd love to have you guys come out, hear me speak. If you'd like to sign up for that event, it is a live event with myself, as I will be teaching you in Atlanta, Georgia, how to make money inside of today's market. If you're interested in attending that event, simply call 1-800-537-3440. Again, that's 1-800-537-3440, and you can sign up to attend my live event. And if you call in today, we're going to be giving away free tickets today to attend that live event. So make sure you pick up the phone, call in today, and receive your two free tickets to attend my live training event teaching you how to invest right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Abhi, I want to spend today talking about the team members that you have to have. And you know that any successful real estate investor out there has a very good team put together for themselves. I know what team members I need. I know which ones are I'm going to lean the most on. I know which ones I got to use at the beginning. I know which ones I have to use at the end. And you find any successful flipper out there, they'll have that team those team members put together start to finish. I know you have them. And what I want to do today is get inside your brain, and I want you to talk to us about your team members, where you find them at, how you manage them throughout this process of the buy, fix, and sell process that's out there. I put them in four buckets, and I like to try to stay in the four buckets today, which is: what team members do you use to find the properties? What team members do you use to fix the property or fund the properties? What team members do you use to fix the property? And then what team members do you use to flip the properties? Those are the four pipelines or the four buckets I want to stay in today, and then have you talk to us about who is in each pipeline, how do you find those members, and also how do you manage those members as well. Does that sound like something you'll be able to do for the listeners here today?
Absolutely. Would be happy to do that.
Awesome, man. Sounds great. So as we look forward here and we look at these four pipelines quickly, just look at the first pipeline when it comes to finding the properties. To me, it comes down to two main team members that you need, and we don't have time to go into detail what they are yet, but I want to get out who they are. Avi, who would be the main team members you need in the find it pipeline?
Yep, great question. I would say the first one are real estate agents, and the second just wholesalers within specific zip codes. And I'd like to talk to you more about that, but there are a few other ways that we can make it happen, but those are my main two.
Yeah, for sure. Those are the main two, it seems like, that are out there inside of real estate. And I tell you what, man, it's crucially important for you to know how to work with each of those. If you don't know how to work with them, you don't know how to make it work, it's going to be a long road ahead of you, because finding the deals are extremely, extremely difficult, especially in hot markets. Coming up right after the break, we're going to be with Avi talking about how you can manage your team and build out your team in real estate investing.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Kordal Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you're working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Kordal's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Kordal Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Kordal Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. And as you know, I got Avi Gohar on the phone with me here, expert investor from Atlanta, Georgia. We're talking about how to build your team inside of real estate investing. You hear people talking about it all the time, and that they have their team members. And when you're getting started in real estate, man, such an important mission for you to accomplish is putting your team together. And part of it is just knowing who is on your team. It's hard to pick all your team members if you don't know who even is supposed to be on your team. And so let's talk about who is supposed to be on your team. Right before the break, we covered when you go to find the properties, who do you use to find the properties? And Abhi, you talked about two different people that you have on your team. You talked about the real estate agents and the wholesalers as well. Let's break that apart now, and let's talk about real estate agents. How do you find real estate agents? And then also, how do you work with real estate agents when it comes to finding your properties?
Great, great, great question. I think real estate agents, as much as people say that they're not the people to go to find these off-market deals, I beg to differ. You know, there's so many great agents out there that are boots on ground. They're licensed. They have access to the MLS, which is the multiple listing service. They can find property. They can look at expired listings. They can give you complete analysis of everything. And that's why I'm a big fan of agents, especially in specific zip codes to where you are looking. Now, in Atlanta, you have a bunch of different neighborhoods. You have Kirkwood, Inman Park, Grand Park, Buckhead, Old Fourth Ward. All these areas really are hot right now with real estate activity. A lot of new construction, a lot of renovation. So how do we find the deals out there, and how do we find these agents that have access to these deals or even have access to deals that are about to come on the market? Well, I would say go to KellerWilliams.com, go to Remax.com, go to some of these agencies, you know, pick your favorite real estate agency.com, and give them a call and just say, hi, you know, my name is Avi Golhar. I'm a real estate investor here in Atlanta, and I'm interested in finding an agent that is investor-friendly, that works with investors, and that has a good track record of finding good property. And you know what? You'll be transferred to that person. And generally speaking, you're also interested in speaking with the number one producing agent out there, because that agent has your best interest in mind, and that is getting deals closed. They will completely be on your side as it relates to finding good deals, whether it's on the market or off the market.
Yeah, I know
so
that.
So that's one of the best ways that I've found, is just either calling them or even going to your local meetups and finding some good referrals right there too.
Yeah, a lot of times I find that you have two types of agents. You have agents that are heavy investor friendly. And I started my business 12 years ago. I got connected with a huge real estate agent that was strictly investors. I mean, he didn't even work with home buyers. He only wanted to work with investors because he understood it was a lot of repeat business. And man, he brought me so many deals when I was getting started inside of real estate. The other cool thing about him was he had lots of connections. You know, he had been in the business for so long. When I needed a mortgage guy, when I needed a hard money lender, when I needed some other contacts, he was a great source for me to use using my real estate agent. The other type of agents that I always find is you have the ones that are just starting out and they're hungry. And they just got their license a couple months ago, and man, they are dying to they're trying to get the bit to do a deal. And a lot of times the fastest and easiest way for them to do a deal is working with an investor, because let's face it, we close quick, we close fast. And some of these agents that are just starting off, I try to use them to go out there and find my deals for me as well. Abhi, also talk to us about wholesalers. How do you work with wholesalers, and why are they so important on your team?
Absolutely. Wholesalers are fantastic because they're also so deep in some of these neighborhoods, on boots on the ground. They're knocking on doors. Sometimes they're doing stuff above and beyond what agents will do. And they're sending out the yellow letters. They're the ones that are knocking on doors day in and day out on the weekends. They're the ones that are always at the meetings. They're the ones that have more contact sometimes. And if you're able to groom them, just like you can a new real estate agent, love what you said about that, and really help them understand what you're buying, really empower them too, and say, you know, it doesn't really matter how much you add on to the purchase price of the property, but I will say this: if my numbers don't work, if I'm more than 70% of ARV on my total cost, then I can't do the deal.
Yeah.
But the more that you work with these wholesalers, the more you call them, the more you have a conversation, guess what you're doing? You're building a relationship. And it's that relationship plus deals that you buy from them, successful deals that you're closing with them, guess what's going to happen? They're calling you first.
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like I'm winning some of that game in Atlanta, where I'm sitting down with these wholesalers, I'm empowering them, I'm meeting them, I'm taking them out to coffee and saying, hey, we can do a lot more business here. Help me help you.
Help me
to understand where you want to be. Help me understand what types of deals that you have. And if I can't buy them, you know what? I'm going to be a good connector, and I'm going to put you in touch with somebody that might buy them. Kind of like you, Andrew.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I totally agree with you. You know, when I look at wholesalers, a lot of times flippers, I think, and I'll say rookie flippers or beginner flippers, look at the wholesaler and try to find a way to beat the wholesaler up and knock their prices down, et cetera. And I just have never went along with that approach. I went with the approach of, listen, you have to be successful as a wholesaler. You have to make money as a wholesaler, and I have to make money as a flipper. I don't care how much money you make. If you buy this property at 20 cents on the dollar and you sell it to me at, you know, 70% total LTV of the ARV, so be it. It makes no difference to me what you sell me this property at as far as your profit margins, as long as I'm buying it at 70% LTV of the ARV. And I think it's one of those things, Abhi, that me and you have both done that has separated ourselves from our competition, is that we actually work with the wholesalers instead of working against the wholesalers. We have them as part of our team, part of our inner core team. We talk to them. We take them out to eat. We take them to coffee. We figure out what they want to do. I've sent wholesalers on cruises before because guess what? If I send a wholesaler on a cruise and it costs me $3,000 to send him and his wife on a 4-day cruise, in return, when they get that deal, they're picking up the phone and they're calling me to buy that deal. Listen, right after break, I want to talk to you about funding your deals. How do you fund your deals? How do you put your team members together with Abhi Gohar?
We'll be right back on The Andrew Kordal Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Kordal's new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195 and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
You've been listening to The Andrew Kordal Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Kordal Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate investing. I got Abhi Gohar on the phone with us here talking about building your team and putting your team together. And quickly, before we go too much further, guys, I want to give you a free copy of my Amazon best-selling book, The Cashflow Finish Line. When I released it, it was a number one Amazon best-selling book in real estate investing. It has stayed on the Amazon best-selling list the entire time it's been released. If you'd like to get a free copy of this book, as I teach you the 12 strategies inside of real estate investing, you can simply call 1-800-537-3440. Again, that's 1-800-537-3440. Now, Abhi, I want to talk to you a little bit about, we're talking about the different team members you got to have on your team. We talked about on the pipeline of finding the deals, working with agents, working with wholesalers. I know there's some other team members out there as well, but for the sake of time, let's go to the next pipeline, which is funding the deal. And when it comes to funding your deals, who do you have lined up on your team that's ready to fund deals? What type of people are you working with when it comes to funding your deals?
Great question. The most obvious and the best, quickest would be your hard money lenders, local lenders that understand the local landscape of what's going on and they can drive to the property. That is my number one go-to. Now, the money might be a little bit more expensive, but you know what? It's fast and I'm in and out of deals in 3 to 4, 5, 6 months sometimes. So it's absolutely worth it to go and get some of these hard money lenders.
Yeah, for sure. I see a lot of people trying to skip over, especially your beginner investors. I teach all these events every weekend. And I'm at this weekend event. I'm teaching people how to flip properties, and I teach them how to use hard money lenders. And I go to them and I say, it's 14% interest, and I can see the gasp in the room, like, I can't believe I'd pay 14% on this money. I'm only paying 4% on my house, and I'm like, right, but you're not flipping your house. Your house is already completely done. There's no risk for the bank. This lender's taking a lot of risk, and I said again, what happens is people want to step over a dollar to pick up a nickel, and I see these investors all the time. And look, I'm for getting the cheapest money out there. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. However, if I have a deal in front of me that I'm going to make $100,000 on, I'm not going to gripe about the 14%, because if that's what I can get, then so be it. I'm going to pay the 14% and I'm going to make 86% or $86,000 on that deal. I'm not going to walk away from $86,000 because, by God, I'm gonna gripe and complain about the 14% interest I have to pay. It blows my mind when I see that out there in the market. But when it goes back to funding, I got to get off my soapbox here, Abhi. When it goes back to funding, though, number one, on your team member, you got local hard money lenders that understand the local market. Who else would you have on your team?
The second best, I would say, would be any type of JV partner that you can put together where you're going out and finding private capital. And what I mean by private capital is not your hard money lending, not your hard money lenders out there, but individual investors that have money that can partner with you on deals, and you can do some type of JV. I love that. It works all the time, especially in Atlanta and especially in your city. It is such an easy tactic to put together, but you have to have some deals under your belt to convince these individual investors to invest with you. But I'll tell you something, it is worth it.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you. That's by far my favorite way, the joint venture or JVs inside of real estate. I've done dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of those, and I absolutely love joint ventures. So as we look through the pipelines here, we have the pipeline of finding the deals, and then you have the team members there of wholesalers and agents. You have the pipeline of funding your deals. You have hard money lenders, joint ventures, private money, et cetera, inside of that pipeline. Let's look at the next pipeline, and let's just get it started here because it may be the biggest pipeline, which is the fix-it phase of the flipping properties. And inside this pipeline, you need many different types of people. What are some of the people that you use inside of that pipeline?
Man, if I'm doing new construction, I'm using builders. I'm using builders that are really, really professional. They're licensed, and they have a good history of projects completed, and they're doing deals currently. So builders are my number one for our new construction deals. For renovation deals, I'm using licensed general contractors. Normally, those general contractors don't necessarily need to be working on these new construction deals and new construction bigger opportunities. So more for some of your quicker turn types of opportunities I'd use general contractors for. And they also have their subs. They have project managers that they'll have on site to make sure the project is going super well. I like to bring in interior designers as well to finish out the project and really add that element of pop for the coloring of the exterior, for the coloring of the interior, the decor, the furnishings, that kind of things. But because, let's face it, I'm a guy, and I have trouble getting dressed in the morning, wearing, matching all the colors and stuff. I cannot do that. I'd rather have an interior designer help me with that. So I would say from a quick three, those would be my number one, builder, two, contractor, and three, interior designer.
Awesome, Avi. Coming up right after the break, I want to talk to you more about the team members you have on your fix-it side. Also, I got Brett Immel coming in the studio talking about non-recourse financing right after this break, about how you can finance your deals with non-recourse loans.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Everybody, welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Radio Show, talking about real money from real estate. I've got the expert investor backed by popular man, Brett Immel, co-founder of the Growth Equity Group. And if you want to reach out to learn more about Brett or his company, go to growthequity.com or call them at 866-904-3336. Now, last time we had Brett talking about emerging markets, and Brett's company just last year did over 1,000 single-family homes out in the Port of Virginia. He was talking about emerging markets and how to get inside of those markets. Now, one of the things that I love about Brett's company is they have the best interest rates that I've ever seen out of any company out there for non-recourse loans. And so this episode, we want to have Brett talk to us about how their non-recourse loans work, how the interest rate works, and how you can get involved in these loans that they have available for real estate investments. Brett, take it away for us. Talk about your non-recourse loans.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andrew. And thank you for having me back. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, for sure, man.
We had a great show last time. I know it was quick, and I know a lot of investors visited growthequitygroup.com to see, you know, and learn more about what is going on with emerging markets throughout the U.S. But today is another fantastic subject, non-recourse financing. Now, I know a lot of investors out there right now are saying, well, what does that exactly mean? You know, what is the difference between recourse and non-recourse? And what it boils down to is a personal guarantee. Lending, if you're going to a mortgage broker, mortgage banker right now, when they're underwriting the loan, they're looking at your wherewithal to pay back the bank. They're underwriting your assets. They're underwriting your income. They're taking, I believe they're still taking blood type as well for a conventional loan.
Yeah.
That's a joke within the industry. But you see, non-recourse loans used to be readily available in the 50s and 60s because lenders looked at the assets that they were lending on investment properties to pay them back. They weren't worrying about the borrower so much. They wanted that asset to be the vehicle that was going to pay them back, looking at the debt service cover ratio, the DSCR, looking at, you know, the kind of income that that property has, the kind of market that it's in. That's very important as well. Is non-recourse lenders want to be in a market that's got a huge potential for upside. So our firm, every single property that we sell comes with a non-recourse loan in place. The investor has zero qualifications. You could have a bankruptcy yesterday and qualify for a mortgage with the properties that we sell. Now, here's the other great thing about a non-recourse loan. I think my business partner is going to speak about self-directed IRAs and how you can use a retirement account as your purchasing vehicle, tax-free or tax-deferred. But a lot of investors don't know that they can even use that retirement account and borrow money with it, with a non-recourse loan, and own real estate within that account. So every property that we sell comes with that non-recourse loan in place. About 70% of our investors coming through the door are using their IRAs, their old 401ks. They're using that money to purchase the real estate. Imagine being an investor and owning real estate in your retirement account rather than the toxic stock market, which we all know what's been going on in 2016, with it sliding every day. You could instead own a piece of real estate that's cash flowing, that is putting money back to your account, either tax-deferred or tax-free, and you could leverage it. If you had $50,000, you can only buy $50,000 in stock. But with us, you can buy over $120,000 worth of real estate. It's all about, you know, wealth preservation, continuing to become financially free. I know Andrew talks about it all the time. And we can do that here, but we can do it by extending it and having more actual hard, tangible assets, being real estate. There's nothing better, in our opinion, than owning that cash flowing real estate in your retirement account, having the tenants pay down that non-recourse loan. Because with leveraged real estate, you make money in three ways. You make money in cash flow, you make money in capital growth or appreciation, but you also make money when those tenants make your mortgage payment because you're cash flowing and your debt is being reduced. Do you realize that on a monthly basis? No. But when you sell that property or you pay off that debt, you do realize it. So it's extraordinary. It's a great way to be able to up your purchasing power. Again, our website is growth, G-R-O-T-H, equitygroup.com, or you can call us at 866-904-3336 to learn more.
Yeah, Brett, you know, I was just jumping in here. You know, you made a lot of good points there, but I want to make sure the listeners understand, to receive this non-recourse loan that you guys offer, that's not just a broad loan for anybody, for any house in the nation. These are houses that you guys have found inside of emerging markets. You know that they're going to go up in value. They have tenants inside of them. They're ready to make the loan. They can go to you to buy these types of properties, right?
Exactly.
Awesome, man. Guys, stay tuned. After the break, we're going to come back and talk about how you can make money inside of real estate right after this break.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you are working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in making money now without risking any of their own money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. Again, I appreciate Brett being on the air with us today, talking about non-recourse financing loans. It's a great way to build your passive income inside of your business. Now, I want to jump back into with Abhi here, talking about the different team members that you need inside of your team. We talked about how to find your properties and what team members you need. We talked about how to fund your properties and what team members you need. We're on phase three, which is how to fix your property and what team members to use there. Abhi, you talked about when you build new construction, using a builder to do your new construction. When you're doing a rehab, such as a major cosmetic or a gut job, you use a general contractor. And then, of course, a third component there is also your designer. Now, I understand, you understand that underneath each of those, there's probably many different contractors that go underneath there. But just for the sake of this radio show, talking about from a high-level perspective, I want to zone in on the general contractor. For people that are doing the major cosmetic repairs or they're doing the gut jobs when it comes to real estate, let's talk about that GC right there. First of all, let me ask you this, because this is a question I get asked a lot. How do you find your general contractor?
That's a great question. I think two really good places for that. One, Angie's List is a phenomenal resource. You have people that are vetted, that are already on the list. And then guess what? You give them a call, you meet them, you quiz them, and you see if it's a good fit. So, and I would definitely interview multiple GCs before you pick one or two, depending on how much volume you're doing to use moving forward. But Angie's List is one. And two, I always love referrals from other investors. Absolutely. And where am I finding these people? Your local RIA meetings, events, any place where investors and real estate professionals are meeting up. I know in Atlanta, there's so many of those. You can go to meetup.com. You can go to georgiarea.com.org, I think, and just start networking, shaking hands, and understanding where the best GCs are, giving them a call and saying, hey, you know what? I got this, I got your information from Andrew, great guy, and I'm really interested in doing some rehabs in Atlanta. How can we work together? Those are the best two places that I, in my experience, where I've found folks.
Yeah, for sure. There's a couple of different areas that I use depending on how big of a project I'm using. You know, if it's a full gut job versus if it's a small cosmetic repair job. There's a couple of different places that I use. But let me take this time to say this. Listen, I am going to be speaking in a local area near you. I got events in Atlanta. I've got events in Miami, Dallas, Denver, really all over the nation. I'm going internationally. I speak in Australia, New Zealand, all over the place. If you want to come and hear me speak live on how you can make money inside of real estate investing, I encourage you to pick up the phone and sign up today to attend one of my free live events. I personally will be there. I will be doing the training. I will be doing the education. Again, these are all over the United States. Some of the cool ones coming up are going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, Miami, Florida, Dallas, Texas, Denver, Colorado, and as well as Orlando, Florida. If you'd like to attend one of those meetings, it'll be call 1-800-537-3440. I'm going to give you that number again. It's 1-800-537-3440. Or you can go to andrewcordell.com/events. Pick a city that you would like to come and hear me speak at. And those are the cities that I'll be in this year of 2016. I am literally speaking in a different city every single week across this world. So come out, hear me speak. Let me show you how you can make money inside of real estate just like me and Abhi do. Again, that's 1-800-537-3440. Abhi, I want to talk about the last phase here of the real estate, which is the flip it side. The house goes through the pipelines. It goes through the process of you funding it. It goes through the pipeline of you, you finding it and then you funding it. And then it goes to the pipeline of you fixing it. And now it goes in the pipeline of you flipping it. You're ready to close. You got to sell the property. You got to have the right team members to get you through this final phase of the property so you can make your profit. What are some of the team members you have inside of this pipeline, which is called the Flip It Pipeline?
Number one, most importantly, that listing agent. I need to make sure that listing agent is on point, ready to go. That property is staged. Sometimes agents will stage it themselves. Sometimes they'll bring in another team to do that. But that agent needs to sell that property. I don't want that property sitting on the market if I've done my homework right from the very beginning for more than 30 days.
Yep, you're right.
You know, I want that property to fly off the shelf. So the listing agent's one. Having a closing attorney or a title company to facilitate that closing with the new homeowner is always, always a good idea. And we use a good 5 or 6 in Atlanta. So it's always good to be able to select between a few. And then, of course, making sure that you have a good relationship with a home inspector and just finishing that property off. So those would be the main three that I use.
Yeah, I think one of the big ones there, and let me ask you this, what you use. Do you use the same agent that finds your properties is the same listing agent, or do you have a separate agents for those?
It depends. Sometimes we'll have agents working with each other. Sometimes it is the same agent that finds it and then lists it on the back end for sale. We've had that happen maybe once or twice, and that agent became just on fire and ended up finding a bunch more deals with us for us. But generally speaking, most of the time, it's a different agent that's finding it and then listing them for sale.
Yeah, I do find this sort of a specialty item there, those that can find properties and those that can list properties. I do believe there's sort of two different left brain, right brain side of the equation there. However, I do agree with you. I've had some that do both. And also, I'm in agreement with you, man. When I teach on how to make money in real estate, when you flip a property, if you've done your homework on these properties, and I always say there's 4 P's in real estate, which is price, product, publicity, and presentation, when it comes to selling your property. And if you will do those 4 P's, if you price it right, if you have the right product on the market, if you have just the right amount of publicity, and then you present your property the right way, those houses should sell within 30 days. And if I got a property that hasn't sold in 30 days, I'm asking a lot of questions, not so much at the finish line, but I'm going to back all the way back up when I found this property. And what did I miscalculate? What did I not do the right way? Because this property should be gone and off the market. Abhi, listen, man, I appreciate you being on the radio with us today. You always got great advice, great opinion on how you can make money inside of real estate investing. I know that you'll be out hear me speaking in Atlanta. I hope if you're listening today, you'll call in, join me and Abhi, and as we teach you how to make money inside of real estate, we'll be doing it right here in Atlanta. Also, if you'd like to get more information about Robbie, who's Abhi, the managing partner of Summit and Crown, you can go to realestatedealtalk.com. Again, that's realestatedealtalk.com to find more information about Abhi. I look forward to talking to you guys tomorrow on the radio show.
Thanks for listening to The Andrew Kordal Show, where we earn real money in real estate. For more information, go to www.andrewkordal.com.